This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh said that the state government is targeting to plant around 70 lakh tree saplings in the state by September of this year. Attending the 71st Van Mahotsav 2024 campaign under the theme Ek Ter Makinam at Lamlai Village in Imphal East District yesterday, the Chief Minister applauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his innovative idea of planting trees in the name of Mother. The Chief Minister led people in the moss tree plantation held at a nearby hill as part of the campaign. Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Arunachal Pradesh Public Examination Measures to Prevent Unfair Means in Recruitment Bill 2024 unanimously. The bill was brought in order to curb the irregularities and use of unfair means in public examinations in the state. The bill has strict penal provisions and any person convicted of an offence under the new law will be punished with imprisonment up to not less than 3 years and with a fine of up to 1 crore rupees. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the bill was prepared after studying the national law on the prevention of unfair means in examinations. He said that, among other penalties, the state bill has the provision of debarring convicted candidates for a lifetime from appearing in any recruitment examinations in the state. He said it also has the provision of a special court for speedy trial of such offences and setting up of a grievance and redressal cell. The government of Meghalaya thanked Union Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman for presenting a growth-oriented budget with special focus on employment creation and skill development pivoted around the forecasts. The Garib, the poor, Mahilaye, the women, Yuva, the youth, and Annadata, the farmers. In a press release issued to the media yesterday, Meghalaya Finance Joint Secretary said that the 9 priority areas of the budget are productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing services, urban development, energy security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next-generation reforms, which are aligned to the Meghalaya's mission and will provide the much-required impetus to the growth of the state. Increase in the outlay of special assistance to states for capital investments, which provides 50 years interest-free loans from Rs 1.3 lakh crore to Rs 1.5 lakh crore in this budget, is a positive development for Meghalaya and will accelerate the infrastructure development in our state. Meghalaya Health and Family Welfare Dr. M. Anthony Lindor, along with the Commissioner and Secretary of Health and Family Welfare Dr. Joram Beda and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Sri Ram Kumar S. yesterday facilitate the Gaya Cup awardees of the state. In her address, Dr. M. Ampere Lindor urged the awardees to deliver the best healthcare services to the people of Meghalaya. Lindor expressed her gratitude to all stakeholders who are part of the healthcare system and said that better health services will be provided to the people across the state. She urged them to carry on the work with dedication and to render relentless service for the well-being of the community and to improve the overall health scenario in the state. Chief Executive Member of the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council, Binyat Swings Ian, formally launched the Rotary Orchard at Sorin Khan in East Khasi Hills District, Meghalaya, on Friday. The orchard project is aimed at bolstering indigenous fruit production in the area. Impressed with the initiative, he said that the barren land in Khasi Hills would be utilised for similar path-breaking projects. On his part, the KHADC Chief Executive Member assured to provide land for such activities, which would help lift the local farmers' economy. He also urged the Rotary Club to assist in rejuvenating 2 water bodies in Sorin Khan. The project, which has been initiated by the Rotary Club of Shillong saw the planting of over 500 saplings of wild apples at a private land. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.